Innisfil's library is never short on ideas. In recognition of its Hopeful Hearts partnership with the Innisfil Idea Lab and Library, CFS Counseling Plus Wellbeing presented library staff with an award during a town council meeting November 13. They consistently find creative solutions to accommodate our needs, transforming spaces as required, CFS Community Development Program Manager Amanda Fellows said. One of my favorite definitions of collaboration describes it as a partnership where participants combine their efforts, resources, and expertise to achieve an outcome that exceeds what any individual could accomplish alone. This perfectly encapsulates the ongoing relationship between the library and CFS. She noted the relationship between the organizations has truly turned a new page and evolved significantly over the past year, with the library offering free space for CFS's youth walk-in clinics, GrandPals program, and conversation circles for newcomers. When asked, the library also dedicated an employee to assist CFS with outreach, which helped the organization connect with 140 youth across Innisfil. Their deep commitment to the community and seeing consistent support to Innisfil residents is ever glaring across the social service sector, Fellows said. They're truly stellar collaborators. Library Board Vice Chair Rob Nickel expressed his heartfelt gratitude for the incredible work CFS does in town. Programs like these are just a glimpse into the wide range of services, programs, and events offered at our library, he said. Staff's passion and commitment truly make a real difference each and every day. CFS, formerly known as Catholic Family Services of Simcoe County, has operated for 45 years, expanding along the way to include programs for older adults and transitional age youth, a variety of mental health groups and workshops, social integration support for newcomers, and advocacy against ageism. But over the past 5 years, CFS has nearly doubled in size. Our organizational growth is in part because we have great staff and an innovative leadership team, but also because of the key partnerships we have developed over the years, Fellows said. The work we do is both challenging and impactful, and I'm grateful every day to be able to collaborate with such remarkable partners who make our mission more manageable. The library has in the past noted it is making a conscious effort to provide space for social service organizations because the town has historically lacked that kind of infrastructure. Among the past recipients of the award are Penetanguishene's Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care, the Alliston-based Contact Community Services, and Barry's Gilbert Center. When I heard the other recipients, it made me very proud that our library was on there, Mayor Lynn Dolan said. I can't agree more. The library ignites passion in me every day. We're just so proud of everything they do. On December 7, the library will also host its inaugural Social Services Fair, a free event featuring workshops and a wide range of providers offering assistance in support of housing, healthcare, employment, education, and legal aid. Further information on that event, as well as regular social service programming offered through the library, can be found at innisfilidealab.ca. For more on CFS, visit cfssc.ca.